This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So there's a very interesting insight of Rav Shlomo Kluger. The pasuk says, "Perek Tezayin, pasuk Tezva, Vayichar LaMoshe Ma'od." Vayichar LaMoshe Ma'od, says Rashi, "Nitzta'er Ad LaMoed." So if you look carefully at Rashi, we'll notice that Rashi's not translating the words literally. Vayichar means he got angry. And Rashi doesn't translate the words that way, that he got angry. Rashi translates it, he was distressed. Why is Rashi changing the meaning of the words? Vayichar doesn't mean to be distressed. Vayichar means to be angry. Why didn't Rashi say and translate Moshe had kas, that he got angry at Korach va'adosai? How does Rashi know it doesn't mean that? So Shlomo Kluger in the Imre Shefer says, very interestingly, the Gemara in Irvin says in Daf Samache that Rabbi Chanina, when he got angry, he would not daven for the entire day. He couldn't daven. The Gemara says if somebody's mind is not settled, they're not allowed to daven. So Rabbi Chanina would not daven on a day that he was rasach. So therefore, Rashi's bothered. If Ayichal Moshe Ma'od means that Moshe got angry, then immediately after the pasuk says Vayomer Hashem al Tefen al Menchasam, Moshe offered a tefillah. But Moshe certainly had the level of chassidus of Rabbi Chanina. So how can Moshe daven right after Vayichar? So that's how Rashi knows. Vayichar doesn't mean that he got angry, but rather Vayichar means, as Rashi says, Netzta'er ad l'ma'id.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.